Good morning. Here we are on a Friday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, last night, Democratic presidential candidates offer two very different debates during their final forum. In 2019, in the first half, they spend much of their time making the case for their electability in the coming contest with President Trump. The second half filled with friction over money and politics, Afghanistan and experience. Some of the reviews I've been reading say, for example, that Joe Biden fared well this time.
Well, almost everybody, including CNN and others, have said Biden did extremely well. He's probably buttressed here, David, by the fact that the polls are still showing him with commanding leads over everybody else. You know, we hear from people who say, well, if you add Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren's numbers, they're greater. But then if you added everybody else's numbers to Biden, those are greater. But right now, Biden is doing extremely well. The left of the party is supporting Bernie Sanders, hoping that he wins. The debate, as much of it as I saw, was quite contentious. Now's the time it's all beginning to come down to, as Mario Cuomo used to say, tacless to the end, to the bedrock. And so most Americans have sort of discounted these as not being a fair representation of what's going on. So, for example, you didn't see Bloomberg up there. You didn't see Deval Patrick up there. And they become sort of afterthoughts to so many people. You know, it was something. But I don't think that it really did what it was supposed to do, which is to help people make up their minds, other than to support the Biden candidacy, which seems to be doing extremely well right now.
Will the Democrats come together in the end and support whoever the nominee is?
For the sake of the country, I sure hope so. You know, I would have no trouble supporting a Bernie Sanders. I would have no trouble supporting a Joe Biden. I would have no trouble supporting a Mike Bloomberg. I don't endorse candidates, but I can tell you that I think that Democrats are now coalescing around one significant idea, and that is that they want to get rid of this guy. They consider him to be an anathema. And they know how dangerous it is. Have we heard on the panel or in other places from people who say that if it's not Bernie Sanders, they won't vote again? We have. Well, one really has to suspect what's really going on here. And not only that, David, with all the hacking from the Russians and everybody else who gets involved in this kind of stuff, who knows who these people are when they write stuff like that?
Well, and we have this winnowing of the Democratic Party, as you just pointed to. But one of the criticisms of what's happening is the fact that there's only one now lone non-white candidate on the stage, and that's Andrew Yang. He pointed it out last night. He called it an honor and a disappointment.
Well, yes. Andrew Yang, of course, is not black and he's not Hispanic, something that he pointed out himself. Those are the minorities in this country who are so threatening to the Republicans that they will do anything to stop this country from having a black and Latino majority. They take away people's voting rights. They make it harder to vote. They make it clear to their base that they won't let the kids of people who have less to have food stamps and eat. And of course, a lot of their kids, but they don't seem to get that part of it. In any case, David, it's a very difficult time for America, one in which Americans are going to have to stand up. We do see this deep divide between Democrats and Republicans. We see that the Republicans have tremendous ability to get what they want done now under this president. It's a fierce battle meant to preserve privilege. It's that simple.
Are we seeing a crack in the moral majority? I see that Christianity Today, it's a major evangelical Christian magazine founded by the late Reverend Billy Graham, says President Donald Trump should be removed from office. It tells their readers, basically, remember who you are and whom you serve.
David, a very, very powerful editorial, right down to the base of what this is all about. And evangelicals in this country are going to have to look at that and say, do we really want to be on the wrong side of this one? I mean, there are such things as articulated Christian values, Jewish values, other values. And if you turn away from them, what kind of hypocrisy is really going on?
Well, let's talk about some of it. The GOP is giving Trump unapologetic embrace over impeachment the day after House Republicans unanimously opposed Trump's impeachment. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is positioning his chamber to do the same. McConnell signaling his confidence that Trump would be acquitted in an eventual Senate trial. We know that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's holding the articles. She's not sure when she'll send them over in an effort, we believe, to negotiate with McConnell. He's now said, if you don't want to send something we don't want, fine.
It's a brilliant move on Pelosi's part. It's exactly what she should be doing. She is saying, if there's going to be a kangaroo court here, we want no part of it. And that's exactly right. I have said all along that when the president says he wants his trial and he wants to call witnesses, it's a bunch of BS. You know, he says one thing, but he means another. We know in the Mueller report, I want to testify. I'm going to testify. I want to testify. But he didn't testify. And I see political analysts and others saying things like, the president wants a longer trial. Hey, come on. You don't know what he wants. I suspect it's what he doesn't want. And McConnell has made it plain he's taking his orders from the White House. And he's going to protect his people any way he can. But I think this whole thing portends a flip in the Senate if senators don't hold up their hands and say this ought to be pursued correctly.
Well, of course, we've been talking about how the American people are split politically. And I see a poll now from the Military Times of active duty troops. And it reveals that President Trump's favorability among service members continues to slide. Half of active duty service members are unhappy with Trump and sets his lowest mark in the survey since being elected president.
Well, I think there's a sense on the part of troops that they are doing their part, and they are. Many Americans do not serve. They do. And when you get a president who had bone spurs and the rest of it, it isn't good for the morale of the military. Not only that, he seems so out of control. They know intuitively that in order to preserve his presidency, he will do whatever he has to do, and that may well involve putting them in danger.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok.